don't want to talk about another one of these, but is it hard not to tie these together after you lose another one in a similar fashion?
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing to say. Just gotta find a way to win.
Do you feel a change come over your team after that 3-2 goal early in the third?
The teams are going to push, right? They're down, so the game's going to change a little bit. Whether you want it to or not, I mean, teams are going to play a little bit out of structure, try and get the tying goal, push a little bit harder. Their D are going to be more active. They're all things that we're aware of and at least should be aware of. Definitely the game changes. You try and play the same way, but the other team kind of changes their strategy a little bit. And every game's a little bit different with these third period leads, but there's been nothing I can tell you guys I've heard before.
Yeah, how do you avoid that here we go again feeling?
I don't really have that feeling, to be honest. It's not like in the third, like we feel that way. At least I don't like in the ask the guys in the room, but I feel like we're fine. It's just, we're just not getting it done. It's frustrating, but I can sit here and keep talking about it, but like I said, it's all stuff you guys have heard before.
Yeah. Is there that fine line between talking about it too much? I mean, I don't mean us, we're asking the questions, but when you're in the room, do you guys know whether you should be talking about it a lot or not talking about it? Are you giving it currency that maybe it doesn't need?
I mean, we've definitely talked about it. I feel like we haven't talked about it too much. I feel like we've probably talked about it the right amount. I mean, at the end of the day, we all know what has to happen. That's to find a way to get a win. I feel like sometimes you can put it out there, talk about it too much, and then that's just kind of what happens. Yeah. I don't know if you guys believe that or not, but I feel like sometimes when it's out there continuously and you keep hearing it, it's just kind of the way it goes. So I feel like for us, it's just we just have to get one done and close it out, and I feel like it'll kind of resolve itself. But until that happens, everyone's going to keep talking about it.
He says that every team in the league goes through this, and every team finds a way to resolve it. Mm-hmm. Is it possible you come through it after solving it, resolving it, and being a stronger team?
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I've never gone through something like this, but I think after talking to him, teams go through all different stuff, different adversity, whether it's this or maybe bad starts or whatever it is. So, how many games we've blown in the third period. I've never gone through this before, but it is adversity, and if you do resolve it, you usually come out stronger on the other side. And as tough as it is right now, I do think it'll make us a stronger, better hockey club once we figure it out, and that's the exciting part. I mean, it's not like we're losing games outright. We're getting points, and we still haven't really played good in the third periods, and we're leading in almost every game. So I really like what we have going on in here. We're sick of talking about it. I'm sure you guys are sick of asking about it, and I'm sure fans are sick of seeing it. So at the end of the day, it's on us to just find a way to get a win and win a regulation and close the game out. And I think that's in here and it's in this room, and it just comes down to doing it now.
Thanks.
Thanks.